In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Even if people have always prayed, today there is still a need to learn to pray. Prayer should not be taken for granted. Even masters of spiritual life must always learn and renew this art, said Pope Benedict on Wednesday during his general audience. However, introducing this latest cycle of catechesis, the Pope surprisingly reached back beyond the Christian era to highlight what we can learn about man's thirst for an inner dialogue with God from ancient cultures.
Christian prayer is grounded in the gift of new life brought by Christ. It is an art in which Christ, the Son of God, is our supreme teacher. At the same time, prayer is a part of the human experience, as we see from the ancient cultures of Egypt, Mesopotamia, Greece, and Rome.
In comments in Italian, the Pope gave an example of the ancient Greek culture, where the great philosopher Plato tells of a prayer of his teacher, Socrates, who is rightly considered one of the founders of Western thought.
There we find eloquent expressions of a desire to see God, to experience his mercy and forgiveness, to grow in virtue, and to experience divine help in all that we do. In these cultures is also a recognition that prayer opens men to a deeper understanding of our dependence on God and life's ultimate meaning.
Pope Benedict continued, however, that the pagan religions remain a plea for divine help, an expression of that profound human yearning for God, which finds its highest expression and fulfillment in the Old and New Testaments.
With the disciples, then, let us ask the Lord, teach us to pray. Upon all of you, invoke an abundance of joy and peace in the risen Christ.
I'm Emer McCarthy.